And now some feedback from you. We got lots of mail after our interview with the Reverend Canon David Rosebery about his opposition to gay marriage. Rabbi Michael Zimmerman of Lansing, Michigan wrote, "Reverend Rosebery's assertion that marriage, defined as union between a man and a woman, was created by God, does not consider that God also created a substantial percentage of male and female human beings who are fully able constitutionally to experience love and intimacy only with a member of their own sex. Any attempt to interpret God's plans and motivations needs to account for this manifestation of the holiness of God's work." Listener Todd Austin of the First Presbyterian Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan, identified himself as an ordained Presbyterian elder. He wrote, "I wholeheartedly support marriage for all who would seek it, regardless of their sexual orientation. It is, for me, a matter of Christian decency, as well as one of fundamental democratic principle, equality under the law." Elizabeth Tapper of Brookline, Massachusetts, was one of several listeners taken in by Joe Palka's piece on genetic testing. Joe interviewed Lauren Dubin about her decision to be tested for a gene that predisposes women to breast cancer. Ms. Tapper wrote, "I sat motionless as I recognized my own and my family's story and struggle with the gene Ms. Dubin so eloquently and touchingly described. So much of what she was saying, I iterated out loud before she could say it. It was that familiar to me." As soon as the broadcast was over, I phoned one of my gene-positive sisters, who is also an NPR devotee, with this opening gambit. How does it feel to be on National Public Radio? If you hear something that strikes a familiar chord or touches a raw nerve, tell us. Our email address is watc@npr.org. Be sure to include your phone number and tell us how to pronounce your name.